Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025. My guest is Mark Finn, the Training Resources Coordinator with the Canadian Pork Council. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Bruce.
As part of Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025, you discussed the PigLearn training platform. What is the PigLearn training platform, and what does it actually consist of?
Sure. The PigLearn training platform is an online training platform that can host training specifically for pork producers and the workforce that they have. And so if people are familiar with what a learning management system is, LMS, that's basically what it is. And it hosts both training modules that were developed through Canadian Pork Council and all the associated working groups, as well as being able to host company-specific uploaded training. So a company can go on and upload their own customized training as well.
Who specifically is the platform targeting, and when was it actually introduced?
Yeah, the platform is targeting pork producers and also associated stakeholders within the pork sector in Canada. And so primarily it's for the workforce on farm, like the catalog of training modules that were developed through Canadian Pork Council's working groups is really targeted towards those workers that are working in hog barns in the country. And so that being said, companies can take this on and upload their own stuff. And so maybe an associated industry like the feed industry or something could upload their own stuff onto the platform and host it for their training. So the platform was launched in March of this year, 2025, and so we've seen some uptick in usership since that launch.
What type of content is carried on the training platform at this point, and what does it involve?
Right now we have 86 different training modules on the platform. And so those cover topics from group sow housing to preparing pigs for transport. We have stuff on euthanasia, just general barn tasks, like how to work in a farrowing unit, for example. So all of those are up there. And the nice thing about those is that all of those training modules come with different language capabilities to make it really accessible for our workforce. And so, we have language capabilities in English, French, Tagalog, Spanish, Ukrainian, for example. And the training modules also come with interactive knowledge checks built within them as well.
How does this type of training support or augment other forms of training, especially hands-on training?
Yeah, I definitely want to go out and say that this online training it's never going to replace in-person training. It's very important for people to do in-person training, and all of our farms in Canada have an in-person training program for the workers that go into their farm to ensure they're competent at what they do. The point of the online training platform is to really help build a foundation for the workforce before they really get into the in-person training side of things. And so it might give them a glimpse at what best management practices might look like for a specific task they're responsible for doing, and set a real strong foundation. And then at that point, the pork producers can deliver the in-person training and verify the in-person training. And so the nice thing as well about the platform is that you can track that in-person training within the platform. So not only can you do some of the online training modules and have that tracked for each one of your workers, but you can also track like when you did hands-on training for specific tasks as well.
How adaptive is this method, and what are the factors there?
The platform is quite adaptive. It's got a lot of capabilities for you to customize your own learning, how you provide learning to your users, your workforce. So for one, you can as a company, you can register your own users, your own workers in the system. You can assign them specific training. You can create learning pathways that bundle different training modules together, so that maybe you want them to do it in a specific specific order, or you want them to do this set of training first and whatnot. And you can also intermix that with your own custom training that you've built in there, and, you know, do stuff like develop certificates to reward or award your users on the system. And so there's a lot of different flexibility of that. And when we look at the kind of customized training you can do stuff like upload, SOP onto the system, like say PDFs, or you can upload a video that you might have created. You can create questions on there. And so there's a lot of different flexibility and robustness in how some a company might go in and use the system.
What further additions might we expect in the future or are in the pipeline now?
Yeah, there's a couple different things. So like on the platform basis, we're always making improvements to the platform to make it of better use and to really contribute to pork producers. And so different features that might come available on there, some of the stuff we're working on, we're looking at actually developing an offline friendly mobile app so that similar to, you know, what you might see for Netflix or Spotify or something where someone downloads some content so that they can do it offline. We're looking at doing that for the system, as well as having a really good system for tracking and reporting for companies. And so on the platform basis, that's what we're seeing. Now, when I look at the actual content that we have on there, Canadian Pork Council is looking to release 10 new modules right away on pig handling. So those will be available. And then we've started work on 20 modules on worker health and safety as well. That'll be coming out kind of later next year or early the year after. So lots of stuff in the work. And yeah, we plan to keep improving the platform. And if people have input and are looking for stuff on there, we'll definitely take all of those things into consideration.
How can anyone interested get more information?
The best way to get more information is to contact your provincial pork organization in the province you reside in, and they can provide you with the information, and they can also help you register on the platform as well.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I'm just always really appreciative of the number of collaborators that have been involved in the project. We're looking at around 200 collaborators throughout the years we've been doing this, which is since 2019. It is really the expertise of the pork producers and other industry experts that we've had involved that have helped make these training modules as valuable as they are, and making sure that we're actually, we're doing best management practices according to the producers and other experts across the country. And so I'm very thankful for the number of people that have really contributed to this project.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bruce.
Our guest has been Mark Finn, the Training Resources Coordinator with the Canadian Pork Council. At Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025 for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.